I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Well, I'm glad you could join me today for It's a Good Life, and I hope that this program will be a blessing to you. And if you do not know Christ as your Savior, I pray that this might be the day that you will ask Him into your heart and be made ready for heaven. Today we're going to look in the book of Mark, chapter 16. We're going to look in several scriptures today, but we're going to start in the book of Mark. Before we do that, let me encourage you today to look at our website, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. Now, if you'll go to that website, you'll see some of the messages that I have brought in the past. And you will also find a place on there where you can share some of your prayer requests that you have with me, and I'll pray with you. This will be between me, you, and the Lord. Now, you can leave your name on there if you like, but you don't have to do that. Just go in there and fill out the little box on there and share with me some of the things that you have a concern about, and I'll be glad to pray with you. Now, in the book of Mark, chapter 16, we're not going to read the whole chapter. I'm just going to go to verse 20 here, and today we want to look at the Word of God, its authority and adaptability. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, but we want to look first in Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. It says, "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the Word with signs following." Amen. In the book of 1 Corinthians 1:23, it says, "But we preach Christ crucified, and unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness." Acts 5:20 says, "Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." Now, the first thing that I want you to notice today is that the Word of God is the preacher's message. That is, the preacher who is preaching the Word of God. Now, the preacher who preaches the Word has no fads to air, no fallacies or fancies to unfold or express, but has the facts of the gospel to proclaim. Now, the gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is no other gospel whereby a person can be saved. There is no gospel apart from the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord. So that is the preacher's message today, who is preaching the Word of God, is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Next, I want you to look in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. We see here the believer's foundation. It says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." In Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29, if you want to turn there, I would encourage you that each time that we meet, that you would have your Bibles and that you would look and follow along. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29, the Bible says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes." And then in Psalm 119 and verse 40 it says, "Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Now, faith has no being or well-being only as it is founded on and fashioned by as the truth is in Jesus. We need to base everything as a Christian upon the foundation, the rock, Jesus Christ. And then we see that it's not only a foundation. The Word of God is the preacher's message and the believer's foundation. It's also the saint's element. In other words, it's where the saint is to live. John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." In other words, the Word of God. Psalm 119:133 says, "Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me." James 1:25 says, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." As we live in the air, and the air moves the lungs of the body, so the truth is the saint's environment and equipment for all life's doings and duties. We need to fashion ourselves after the Lord. We need to get into His Word, and we need to understand that as we are in the Word, this, just as the air goes into our body and gives us life, the Word of God is quick and powerful. It will raise us up. It will make us equipped to do the work of God. And then we see the Christian's rule. Philippians 2:16 says, "Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." 2 Timothy 2:15 says, and I'm sure that many of you know this verse by heart, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The living word is the root upon which we grow. And the written word is the rule by which we square. Did you ever hear the saying, "Measure twice and cut once"? Well, the successful carpenter knows that's the truth. But we can measure all we want, but if the rule is wrong, then we're going to be wrong when we make that cut or when we look to something to help us in this life and the life to come. We need to have our lives squared by the Word of God. If it doesn't measure up to the Word, then it's not true. The straight edge of the Word will always make us understand whether the work is straight or crooked. If you wondered about some churches, about some ministers, whether they be true or false, well, the only way that you can really know is by the Word of God. Get into the Word. Compare what they're telling you and what they're saying by the Word of God. It is God's ruler or God's rule. Now, we see also that the Word of God is the soldier's weapon. In 1 Timothy 6:12, it says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Now, just as the soldier goes into battle and has to have the proper equipment, the Christian needs the proper equipment as well, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of the air. In other words, the things of this world fight against us. Why? Because the Bible says that this world lies in the hands of the wicked one. This world system is of the devil. It's of Satan. The Bible tells us this. Jesus tells us this. And he tells us there's only one way that we can defeat the enemy, and that is to obey God's word fully. Believe its promises. And when we do believe the promises of God, we can wield the word of God in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God should be and is the worker's study. We need to study the Word of God wholly to be correct. We need to search it diligently to be capable. We need to ponder it prayerfully to be devout. And we need to practice it fully to be assured. Trust in the Lord. Trust in His Word, because it's His Word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It will lead us and guide us as saved people. Now, the Word of God is not only for the saved person. It's not only for that person who names Jesus as Savior, but it's for that person who has never trusted Jesus as Savior. The Bible tells us that there's only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in Jesus speaking, He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Me," or "through Me." No one gets to God unless they go through Jesus Christ. His blood was shed on the cross of Calvary. That's the reason it's so important for those who do not know Jesus to claim that blood even today. Maybe you're listening and you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior. Maybe you've never heard that the blood of Christ can cleanse you from all sin. What's that mean? That means as if you have never sinned. He becomes a propitiation. He stands in your place. He stood in your place at the cross of Calvary. And He's waiting for you to come to Him. "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I turn everything over to You. I'm sorry for my sin. Please save me and take me to heaven." I've seen some children who have done that. And, you know, after they pray that prayer, they sat there, and I wonder sometimes. I asked one once, I said, "What are you waiting on?" The child sat there, and the child said, "I'm waiting to go to heaven." Children are literalists. They take you at your word. God will take you at your word today if you will come to Him as a little child, faith believing that He is able to save you to the uttermost. Let me pray with you just now. Father, I pray for that person who needs Jesus as Savior today. I pray that individual would trust You, ask You into their heart. May they say, "Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. I know I can't save myself. I ask You to come into my heart and save me." If you'll do that today, the Lord will save you. Write to me this week, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. May the Lord bless you is my prayer, and may you keep growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn everything over to Him. He loves you, and He wants you to be His child today. May God bless you.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. You can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.